Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
Aretha Franklin, Barbara Streisand, Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, all those women have one thing in common. They're known as divas. It's a Latin word for goddess, generally used to celebrate women of outstanding talent. But of course, it also has a darker undertone. It can be used to negatively describe women who are seen as uppity or demanding or too ambitious. So what exactly is the essence of a diva? Is it the voice? Is it the shade? Is it the empowerment or that je ne sais quoi? Well, joining me now is Afric O'Connell, presenter of Weekends on 2FM. Hi, Afric.
How are you?
I'm good, but we want to know what a diva is.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's one of those words that you like feisty that you only really ever hear applied to women or old people or something like that. But it's really unusual to hear it applied anywhere else other than to women. And that it comes with those, like you were saying, weird connotations of being either difficult behaviour or being demanding or kind of knowing your worth, which is, and they're kind of things that if a man insisted on, they wouldn't warrant sort of passing comment.
And there's no equivalent for men, is
there? No, there is the word divo, but the word diva
is not used in the same way.
No, it's not used in the same way. And the word diva is feminine and came from the 19th century when these opera sopranos got so unbelievably famous with their amazing voices that they were kind of known as divine singers, like divas.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's really interesting.
Well, let's start now with, I think, one of the original divas. This is Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. Let's take a blast. Aretha. Aretha didn't like air.
No.
She didn't like air blowing around her. Because I watched a very old documentary of a concert that she did. She went back home
yes.
to make this. Did you see that
to
one?
To Harlem in the Apollo. Yeah.
And they're all fried with the heat.
Absolutely.
Like it's just, you can see it on her as well.
Yeah.
Really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But that's the way she liked it.
She loved it because the air conditioning, like heavy air conditioning, dries up your vocal cords and dries up, you know, if you've ever stayed in a hotel where you can't turn off the air conditioning, you know that you're dry as a bone the next day. So this was a big thing of Aretha's, was that she wouldn't let anybody turn on. She wouldn't perform anywhere that there was air conditioning. Even if everybody else was dying of the heat around her, she wouldn't have it. She went on stage, said, "I feel air," and walked off. So it's like having none of it whatsoever.
She was known to be quite difficult. But what I like about her is that she knew her worth.
Yeah, she did.
And she was tough when it came to money.
Yeah, she really did. Because it was in an era as well, like in Detroit and Motown and all that kind of stuff. But artists were being ripped off left, right and centre. You know, paid absolutely nothing for their vocals and for their songwriting and all that kind of thing. And Aretha really knew her worth. And she pushed it. And there was a lot of stuff that there was a Vanity Fair article that I read that said she had acted as her own kind of attorney in her later years because she was so tough and she demanded the right amount of money. She demanded, you know, anything that was going to make her performance as best as it possibly could be. She was serious on that and she put her foot down.
Good for her. So
yeah.
she's the original diva.
I think so. I think every single person, I think any solo female vocalist, you know, the Adele's, the Ariana's, the Lady Gaga's, they all owe everything to Aretha Franklin, basically. There's no one better than her.
Barbara's next up, Barbara Streisand, known for the big voice. We have a clip here because she was demanding all white rooms long before Mariah Carey even thought about an all white room. Let's take a listen to Barbara talking to talk show host Jimmy Fallon about this.
What have you done with Barbara Streisand? Is she okay?
No.
You're the one person who's allowed to be the diva of all divas.
No, divas were opera singers, first of all.
Oh, okay.
And how come they never call men divas? I'm quite ordinary. I'm quite simple, normal. We lead a very simple life. We don't really like the big time stardom thing.
Yeah.
So we stay home most of the time, or we take little trips in our truck. That's why I'm going to write a book, because I swear to God, these myths are so far-fetched.
No, I don't, I'm not buying that. She is not at home making her own dinner.
No, I think it's all about perspective here, right? Because I think if you're Barbara Streisand, your bar for what is normal behaviour is probably a little bit different to your bar or my bar. Although everybody says that you can't look Claire Byrne in the eye as well. If you come into the room, everybody's terrified of you.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Are you looking at me? Were you just looking
at me? I was looking at, I'm so sorry. I was looking directly at you.
Do you know who I heard that about though?
This is terrible gossip,
but yeah. Prince.
Yeah.
Prince, that you weren't allowed, if you worked with Prince, say on any of his tours,
yeah,
that you were not allowed to look at Prince.
Yeah.
And he would tell his close confidant what he wanted to say to you, you know, via third party.
Yeah.
And that, but see, nobody calls him
a diva.
A diva.
Exactly. Exactly. He's just one of the greatest artists of all time. It's so weird how that happens. But Barbara has, she has sold, I just want to get the numbers right. She has 150 million record sales. She has 11 chart topping albums and 46 Grammy nominations to her name. So when you're doing, when you have that sort of success behind you, it's, I'd say it's very difficult to not let it go to your head. Even slightly. I just think her bar is slightly higher for normal behaviour than the rest of us. Do you know what I mean?
I still think you can be a nice person.
Yeah.
I still think totally people should be allowed to look you in the eye if that's what they want to do.
Yeah, okay.
Do you agree?
I do agree. No, completely, I do. And like, look, she has refuted the allegation. You could hear that there in the clip. She's refuted those allegations of kind of arrogance and difficulty and all that kind of stuff. But allegedly, you were not allowed to look her in the eye at her Las Vegas MGM, one of her Las Vegas MGM performances. And she was also, she was looking for all white rooms and the big rider and all that kind of thing. So
but
you
look, I mean, there is a school of thought to say she's earned it. Yeah,
that's it.
Now, Mariah Carey recently suggested that Meghan Markle should embrace her inner diva. And from this clip we're about to hear, it sounds like Meghan was quite taken aback to be described in that way. Let's hear it.
And I think that's really important for people to remember that there might be this persona. And yes, the diva thing we can play into. I mean, it's not something that I connect to, but if for you, it's been a huge
you
part
give
of your
us diva moments sometimes,
I do.
Megan.
What kind
don't
of diva
even
moments
act
do
like,
I give you?
Don't act
did
like
you. See
it's,
me right
it's,
now?
It's also the visual. It's the visual. A lot
oh,
of it's the
look.
Visual. Because
see, that's the thing. I associate it differently.
Well, I know, but let's pretend that you weren't so beautiful and didn't have the whole thing and didn't often have gorgeous ensembles. You wouldn't get as much diva stuff. I don't care. I'm like, when I can, I'm going to give you diva.
I love it. Gorgeous ensemble. So Meghan does not want to be a diva. Mariah, I'm there. She's there. She wants to be one.
Isn't it really interesting? Because it's like, I think a lot of that is to do with the absolutely vicious coverage that Meghan Markle got in the UK press when she, you know, started going out with and got married to Prince Harry, because that's what they were trying to pin her as. They were trying to pin her as difficult. They were trying to pin her as demanding as a diva, and that she was sort of very hard to work with. And when, no matter how humble Meghan appeared, it didn't matter. It made no difference to the press. Like, so even a couple of weeks ago, the coverage of the Queen's funeral, apparently she was smirking, you know, in one of the photos. So I can see why she would balk at the word diva, because that's what she's been trying, they've been trying to pinch and hold her as. But Mariah lives her diva life. She's very proud of it.
It's part of her brand.
It's part of her brand.
And I think as well, when you have the record sales and when you have the voice,
yeah,
you can
this.
Probably deal with the diva. You know, it's the Barbara.
Completely.
Completely.
Do you remember the MTV Cribs episode where Mariah was doing the bubble bath and doing her Stairmaster in heels or whatever it was?
I
they
know.
Were also ensembles. That's,
I mean, she's selling the diva
she
label.
Is.
She's selling
she
that.
She is.
And let's take a listen to just why Mariah can do that and get away with it.
Still, I believe some.
why Mariah is a diva. And that's why she washes her dogs in special water.
She washes her dogs in special vitamin water, yeah. So she is, that is Vision of Love, and it's real 90s, very early 90s, perfect kind of, you know, example of her of her heyday, really. That huge voice, very little going on kind of musically in the background, but her sort of high G7, she's got a 5-octave range. She's got a high G7, she's got her whistle tones, but her demands, as we were talking about, have been absolutely legendary over the years.
So okay, and another one who fits into that category is Celine. Celine Dion. Now, she mightn't demand the special water, but she certainly has the voice that she uses to show off the range that she has. Let's take a listen to Celine Dion. Celine a diva?
Yeah, I think so.
Depends how you define diva.
I suppose it does. I think she's got the huge longevity in her career. She's packing places out still at this stage in her career, and phenomenal voice. It all makes it sound effortless. Those are the kind of songs that you like scream sing in the car by yourself
and hope that you don't have the windows open while you're doing that, which can happen.
You can take it on at karaoke and really give everyone a show.
Whitney Houston, of course, as well. I mentioned her in the introduction. Whitney, Celine, Mariah, almost supernatural, isn't it? The sort of power that their voices have.
Completely, because she had this thing. It's all about, like, for me anyway, it's all about this effortlessness that they sing with. Like, if you watch old recordings of Whitney, or you listen to old recordings of Whitney singing, it's just, she just has it.
Yeah.
She doesn't, you know, she's working very hard, obviously, but it doesn't feel like it's a strain or anything like that. She has that vibrato, that huge, and that kind of real range as well. But Celine, similar, where they were able to do these massive ballads, but then also ease into like pop, upbeat pop, and in Whitney's case, R&B. And one of the finest diva collabs of all time was Mariah and Whitney on If You Believe, the Prince of Egypt soundtrack, which was just unbelievable. Yeah. They were trying to outdo each other like at every turn. It was just
Can you
brilliant.
Imagine what the dressing rooms were like for
unreal,
that?
Unreal, I'd say. Yeah.
Let's hear Whitney. Just saying, Africa, you just can't sing along to that because it's too difficult. So you have to mime.
Well, I haven't warmed up. I haven't warmed up this morning yet.
It's like Dolly. Try to sing along. Dolly is deceptively difficult
really
to sing along
difficult.
To, isn't she?
Yeah,
because 100%. She hits those high notes. So you have to just mime and let her do that.
Do you ever try
noise.
And do Love on Top by Beyonce in the car? And you think,
haven't,
yeah, I've got
but I'll
this.
Give that a go.
Yeah, try it on the way home. I guarantee you, your self-esteem will be on the floor.
Listen, before you leave us, we have to mention Coolio.
I know. Poor
Died at the age of 59. Absolute icon for people who grew up in the 90s.
Complete icon. One of the best-selling rap tracks of all time, Gangster's Paradise, which was written for the film Dangerous Minds with Michelle Pfeiffer, an underrated gem. But yeah, he was great. One of my favourite things was when he showed up randomly on Open House with Marty Whelan back in the 2000s.
Sorry, on RTE's Open House.
I think there was a filthy rumour doing the rounds that they had meant to book Julio Iglesias, but ended up with Coolio.
No.
And ended up having to have the gals from The Office do the backing dancing because they didn't realise that the backing dancers would be required. But he was brilliant, and he did a lot of gigs in Ireland, actually, and he was in Celebrity Big Brother in 2009. He went back for Ultimate Big Brother in 2010, where he did really well, actually. But if one of the tweets that I saw this morning about Coolio was from Weird Al Yankovic, who parodied Gangster's Paradise with Amish Paradise, and apparently there was a bit of to and fro between them. He hadn't necessarily asked permission, but it all came out in the wash and it was all grand. Good friends.
Big links to Ireland.
Yes.
And one of the reasons he has big links to Ireland is because of this clip, which people might have seen doing the rounds on social media. Donegal Independent TD Thomas Pringle absolutely going viral this morning. He tweeted his speech in the Dáil back in 2020 where he quoted Coolio. Let's have a listen.
Power and the money, money and the power. Minute after minute, hour after hour. Coolio might have been rapping about Gangster's Paradise back in 1995, but he could just as easily have been referring to politics around the world, and especially Irish politics and lobbying.
There you go. Coolio, dead and gone at the age of 59. Afric, thank you so much.
Afric
O'Connell from Weekends on 2FM. Let's play out with Coolio. See you when you get there.
I guess that's just the way it goes. I ain't trying to preach. I believe I can reach, but your mind ain't prepared. I see you when you get there.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.